Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Nedarim, Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalet Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher, find Ruziva Kogon, B'Karav Mamesh. Mishnah Dalet tells us, let's say Reuven said to Shimon, Hareini Alecha Cherem, I am Cherem on you. Hamudar Aser, the one who is Mudar, the one that had the nether made on him, he's Aser, so Shimon is not of benefit from Reuven. Now let's say Reuven had said, Hare At Olai Cherem, you are Cherem on me, so Hanoider Aser, the one who made the nether, he's Aser, because Reuven made the nether that Shimon is Aser on him. Now let's say Reuven had said, Hareini Alecha V'at Olai, I'm on you and you are on me, so Shnei Masurin, both of them are also to have benefit from each other. Now here's the problem. Since both of them are also to have benefit from each other, there's certain things in the city that everyone in the city are considered to be partners in. And that would mean that neither of them are allowed to benefit from these things, because like Shitas Chum in the beginning of the Perek, then we have two partners that are Mudar enough from each other, they're not allowed to go into their Chatzar. And that's what the Mishnah clarifies over here, Ushnei Mutar B'davar Shal Oilei Bavel, both of them are allowed to benefit from things that are considered to be Oilei Bavel related things, Vasurim B'davar Shal Oilei Bavel, but they're not allowed to benefit from things that are considered to be jointly owned by everybody in the city. Now we move on to Mishnah Hay explaining this. Vezu Davar Shal Oilei Bavel, what are considered Oilei Bavel things that they're allowed to have benefit from? Kigun, for example, Harabayis, Vahazarois, Harabayis and the Azaros of the Beis HaMikdash, Vahabar Shabam Tzaderech, and a big water cistern that's in the middle of the way. All these things were made Hefker by the Oilei Bavel, the people that came up with Ezra from Bavel to rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, when Reuven or Shimon uses these things, it's not like they're benefiting from each other. They're not partners in these things. It's Hefker, and so they're allowed to use these things. Now, Vezu Davar Shal Oilei Bavel, what are the things that are belonging to the city that everybody's considered to be partners in? Kigun Herchava Vamerchatz, like the town square and the town bathhouse, Ubeis HaKnesses, Vateva Vasfarim, and the Shoal, and the Aron Kodesh, and all different Sfarim in the Shoal. And in this situation, neither Reuven nor Shimon would be allowed to use them. So we have a problem. How is this person able to clean himself? How can he go to the town square to take care of what he needs to? What about going to Shoal and davening or learning? How is he able to do that? So Mishnah tells us, Vakaisav Chalka Lenasi, he can write his Chalek over to the Nasi, and if he writes his Chalek, his part in these things, over to the Nasi, so the Nasi owns it. And therefore, when the other guy has benefit, it's not like he's benefiting from his friend because he's using the Nasi's thing. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says, Echad Kaisav Lenasi, Echad Kaisav Lehedyot, he could write it over to the Nasi, or he can even write his portion over to a regular guy, and Mabin Kaisav Lenasi, the Kaisav Lehedyot, what's the difference between writing over to the Nasi or to a regular guy? Shah Kaisav Lenasi, Ansar Chlazakais. If he's writing it over to the Nasi, he doesn't have to be Mazake to the Nasi, which means somebody else doesn't have to make a Kenyan in order for the Nasi to halachically acquire it. Since the Nasi is so Chashov, the moment it's written over that he's giving it to the Nasi, it's automatically considered acquired by him. However, if he's writing over to a regular guy, so then that other person is not kind of it unless an official kinyan zechiah is made for him. However, Chamar and Chamim say, Echad zeh, it doesn't make difference if he's writing it over to the Nasi or a regular guy, Tzrichon Zakos, an official kinyan has to be made. And Loi Dibur Banasi Ela Bahayva. The only reason why we mention Nasi in the Mishnah is because that was the standard practice. If you're going to give your rights to the city thing over to somebody, you're probably going to give it to the Nasi, but again, you could give it to somebody else, and no matter whom you're writing it over to, a kinyan has to be made in order for that person to acquire it. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Anshei Galil Tzrichon Lechtoiv. The people of Galil, they don't have to write over their portions or make any sort of kinyan, Shekvar Kosva V'Seim Alideim, because their forefathers already did it for them. The people of the Galil of Upper Eretz Yisrael, they were very feisty people, and they're always getting into arguments and making the darm one on another, and their forefathers knew this would be, and so therefore, in order to prevent any issues and to enable all their offspring and all their descendants to be able to have benefit from the city-related things, even if they had another one or another, their forefathers just wrote over that all these things are owned by the Nasi, and therefore everybody's allowed to have benefit from them, even if there's another one or another. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.